Vaccinated dictating the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sean Johnson. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 5/16/23, Mr. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction period. Air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airway obstruction period. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 1/10/23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Barbara Augusta. This goes to Mary Crichton, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N, FNP. On 5/16/23, Mrs. Augusta performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/27/21, there's been no change, period, in the paragraph compression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Augusta. This goes to Jason Honecker. On 5/16/23, Mr. Augusta performed pre and post performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 367 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, in the paragraph compression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Montillo. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 5/16/23, Mr. Montillo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, period. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 1/19/23. There's been improvement, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Rapp, RAPP. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/16/23, Mr. Rapp performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, period. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 10/25/22, there's been no significant change, period, in the paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/16/23, Mr. Green performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Christopher Kamac, C-A-M-A-C. This goes to Dr. Tester. On 5/16/23, Mr. Kamac performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airway obstruction nor bronchoreactivity noted, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Christopher Kamac. This goes to Dr. Tester. On 5/16/23, Mr. Kamac performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 460 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.